You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. With the tune Coffee Shop, we wrangle our jazz eyes and ears awake to a new hour of what we like to call neon jazz around here. That was New York City-born bassist, composer, and bandleader Neil Minor with his 2006 song off his album The Evening Sound. He started playing trumpet at the age of 10, then ventured into the electric bass at 12, and landed on the acoustic bass at the age of 16. Neil was introduced to jazz by his father, Bill, who was a world-renowned jazz record collector. How cool is that? I bet he had great tunes around all the time. Neil started playing full-time in the New York area at the age of 20, and for 6 years in the 90s, he was a regular bassist at Augie's Jazz Club on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, gigging with young stars like Brad Meldow, Peter Bernstein, Eric Alexander, and Joe Farnsworth, along with many others. From there, he kept playing with the best and brightest in the jazz craft. In fact, in 2002, Neil started his own music planning service called Manhattan Jazz Events. The service specializes in bringing New York's top jazz musicians into private and corporate functions. The list of musicians he has jammed with is very robust. Jim Rotundi, Carnegie Hall Jazz Orchestra, David Hazeltine, Whit Marsalis, Kenny Washington, Frank West, and the list goes on and on and on, which is what we must do as well here on the program. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the town that has brought to life too many musicians to name. A long list, starting right around Charlie Parker and continuing on with Bobby Watson and many others. Right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you an hour of music you won't forget anytime soon. Plucking those guitar strings next on the program is Grant Green with the 1961 song called Old Folks. Thank you.
This is Mike Matheny, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Thank you.
That was jazz drummer Nasheet Waits with the 2009 song Mrs. Parker of KC off the album called Equality. Son of legendary percussionist Freddie Waits, he is a New York City native on the jazz scene since early in his life. Before hitting music full-time, he studied psychology and history at Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia. He also holds a degree from Long Island University in music. While studying in college for his music degree, his instructor secured a spot for him in the percussion ensemble in the group M-Boom, started by drummer Max Roach back in 1970. Waits has recorded or performed with a myriad of talented musicians, including Fred Hirsch, Antonio Hart, Joe Lovano, Jason Moran, Andrew Hill, and many, many others. He's a very talented guy. With Sweets Edison on the trumpet and KC born Ben the Brute Webster on tenor sax, here's the tasty 1962 number, Did You Call Her Today, right here on Neon Jazz. Thank you.
this is Ferez with it. Whenever I'm in Kansas City, I love listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino, and I hope you do too.
That was drummer Dave Bailey with his sextet on the 1960 song Brownie Speaks. The Virginia native initially got his hands moving with the drums in the Air Force during World War II. And then he went on to play with the best in the jazz craft, with cats like Herbie Jones, Johnny Hodges, Charlie Mingus, Art Farmer, Lee Konitz, Cal Jader, and on and on and on. Again, Dave was a very talented cat on the Skins. With the playful tune Trumpet Cha-Cha-Cha off the 2011 album Exotic Sounds from a Space Age Bachelor Pad, here's guitarist Billy Muir giving it to you here on the show.
This is Laura Ainsworth, and my necessary evil is Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the Gelser Hoffer Trio with the 2011 song Police Blues off their album How High the Bird. This outfit consists of Jim Gelser on drums and Paul Hoffer on piano. Both are well known on the Toronto music scene. Gelser is a yoga master and film composer and has also led his own jazz bands. On the other hand, Hoffert had his first jazz album released when he was 16 and is an award-winning film composer. His band Lighthouse was one of the earliest jazz fusion ensembles. These two galvanized their relationship when they worked together in China on a Harvard University music project and decided to start a jazz trio when they returned to North America in 2008 and Good for All of Us. Let's throw Kenny Burrell with his octet into the mix. Here he is with the 1963 song A String of Pearls off his album called Lots of Bossa Nova.
This is Russ Nolan, New York City saxophonist. You're listening to Neon Jazz, Kansas City's playground for America's unique art form. Skillfully hosted by Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was trombonist Jack Jenny with the song The Night Is Blue off the 2005 album called Stardust. This Iowa native is best known for his instrumental versions of the song Stardust. He started playing with his father's band at the age of 11 and went on to work with Esham Jones, Red Norvo, and Artie Shaw, along with winning the Downbeat Reader's Poll for trombone as the best of 1940. If you love the jazz flute, and I know you do, you're going to dig this next one the most here on the show. Here's the Flute Fraternity featuring Herbie Mann and Buddy Collette with the song Herbie's Buddy right here on Neon Jazz. Again, that was the Jazz Flute Ensemble, the Flute Fraternity, led by Herbie Mann with the 1957 song Herbie's Buddy. It's a nice album. And with that, we have hit the proverbial end of our jazz set here on the show. Leading us away in style is the Dutch supergroup Five Up High, featuring five high flyers from a new generation of young jazz musicians. There was an immediate success when it hit the scene in 1993, and it has not slowed down since. But before that, we have something to say. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man giving us all a good high five up high, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Like what you heard? Let us know. Drop us a line. We'd love to hear from you out there in Radioland. You can email us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. Again, that was the Jazz Flute Ensemble. Miles, I can't do this when you're laughing, Miles. Okay, you ready?
Neon Jazz.